Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden said Monday he does not think the United States will experience a recession. Former Treasury Department spokesperson under President Trump, Monica Crowley on Fox News, says Biden and his cabinet are trying to change the definition of recession.
Well, like every good dictatorship, this crew is trying to manipulate the language in order to manipulate public perception away from what is actually happening. I mean, this kind of language manipulation is very, very much on point for this kind of regime.
Two quarters of negative growth equal a recession. A 16-year-old California teenager has made history. Cal Currier became the youngest person ever to sail the Atlantic Ocean west to east all by himself, completing the record-breaking feat after traveling 4,000 miles from start to finish. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
As Democrat Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband invested millions of dollars in NVIDIA chip manufacturing before the vote on the Hill to manufacture chips in America, she claims she never gave her husband insider information. Four others are now feeling the insider trading pinch.
The Securities and Exchange Commission filed charges in four separate insider trading schemes Monday. Michael Brodak, FBI special agent in charge of the criminal division of the New York field office, emphasizes the gravity of these crimes.
Today's charges should serve as a vivid reminder of two things. First, insider trading continues to plague our financial markets. And second, the FBI and our partners remain steadfast in our pursuit of those who seek to engage in it.
The four separate schemes amount to more than $6.8 million in illegal earnings. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Russia's TASS state news agency is reporting a chess-playing robot grabbed the finger of its 7-year-old opponent and broke it during last week's Moscow Chess Open tournament. The robot took one of the boy's pieces and then grabbed his finger as he attempted to make a move. TASS said the Chess Federation had rented the robot that appeared in many previous events without incident. The boy was able to play again the next day and finish the tournament with his finger in a cast. Democrat Vice President Al Gore, the VP climate doomsayer, said the end of the world was September 13, 1988. He said the righteous would soon disappear into the air while the rest of humanity was doomed to suffer. That was roughly 34 years ago. Al Gore was wrong and continues to be wrong every day since the fall of 1988. Now in a crass resurrection on the NBC News platform, Gore has compared climate deniers to the cops in Uvalde, Texas, listening to kids get murdered.
This is time for all of us to step up. You know, the climate deniers are really in some ways similar to all of those almost 400 law enforcement officers in Uvalde, Texas, who were waiting outside an unlocked door while the children were being massacred. They heard the screams, they heard the gunshots, and nobody stepped forward.
Since Earth Day 1970, there have been roughly two dozen wrong apocalyptic predictions. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's
well, hello, America. I am Bill Martinez. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. And look at the reality is staring us right between the eyes. It can no longer be denied and, you know, maybe determined in some sort of fancy word salad that makes it less painful. The reality is every time we go and fill up at the gas tank, go and see empty shelves and pay a lot more than we were paying last year for our regular goods and services, we know the truth. And Joe Biden, the Democratic Party, no matter what they do and how they try to spin it, the reality is it's painful. So much so that 9 out of 10 people can agree. Boy, when was the last time that ever happened, huh? 9 out of 10 people can agree that the country is on the wrong track. With us right now is Dr. Michael Busler. Always great to have him with us. He's the public policy analyst and economics professor. I mean, real economics. We're not talking, you know, AOC kind of economics. God only knows how she got her degree in economics, because she does not seem to have, well, I probably should parallel this correctly. She has about as much understanding of economics as the Democratic Party has, I think, Michael. I don't know. I don't mean to be so critical of her, but it's just that whenever she talks of economics and, you know, and you say, well, what was her degree in? And it's economics. It just makes you scratch your head and say, well, what happened? Did they just kind of just, you know, pass her on through just to get her on to the next class? What happened here? Michael, can you hear me? Hello, Michael. I hear he's there. He just, he's not, hello, Michael. Okay. Well, while you try and figure out, see if you can get him on the line there, let me know. I mean, it's rather embarrassing because the thing about economics, it's not as complicated as the government would want you to believe. It really is pretty simple. And Michael Busler has a way of explaining it in such a way that you sit there and go, yeah, that makes sense. But when you're talking about politicians, and particularly the Democrats right now that are just flailing and doing everything they can to kind of take your eyes off of reality, you know, oh, let's focus on why we hate Donald Trump some more. You know, we spent 5 years now telling you how much we hate Donald Trump, that Donald Trump should not even be breathing. So we're just going to keep focusing on that. And meanwhile, you'll ignore what's happening at the southern border. You'll ignore what's happening at the grocery store, at your gas pump. And so I think, Michael, we got Michael connected now. Michael, are you with us?
Can't hear anything.
Oh, well, you can't hear anything. Okay. Okay, Michael, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now, Bill.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, here we go. Yeah, all we were picking up was pots and pans rattling in the background. I said, man, he must be in the middle of breakfast or something. I didn't want to disturb you. So anyway, hey, but it gave me
my morning, but go ahead.
Well, no, it's okay. It's just, you know, I was always looking forward to our time together, and it just gave me a little bit more time to brag on you. Is that okay?
Thank you very much. I always appreciate the kind words you have for me.
Well, as I was telling the audience, you have this incredible ability to simplify what the Democrats would want us to be is complex. And
yes.
The economy isn't really very complex at all, is it?
No, it's not. Not nearly as complex as they make it out to be, that's for sure. A little bit of logic, and the people explaining it would be objective instead of trying to put through something, and it would come through much better, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, after spending $500,000 at an elite college, you've got to act and talk like as if you got your money's worth, right?
I would assume so. Otherwise, it'd feel pretty bad. You know, they're going to put a lot of spin on some of the data coming out in the next couple of days. I think we talked about this the last time I was on the show. There's three pieces of economic data coming out this week. Today, you get the consumer confidence, which is going to plunge. Tomorrow, we'll get that the Reserve raised interest rates probably 0.75 point, perhaps even more. And then on Thursday, we get the first estimate for GDP growth in the first quarter. Most economists now are saying they're looking for kind of flat, either slight positive, slight negative. I believe it's going to be much more negative. I think you're looking at about a negative 2.5 number. So what that'll mean, Bill, is the first quarter was negative about 1.6, the second quarter negative 2.5. Technical definition of a recession is two successive quarters of negative growth in GDP. Now, the Biden administration has already seen these numbers, and they're starting to spin this. So what they're going to say is, well, the technical definition really is not the definition anymore. The definition is comes from the National Bureau of Economic Research. They're the ones that declare recession. So what they're going to say is, because in a recession, if we're truly in a recession, they'll argue, the unemployment rate should go up significantly. And we're still at a very low unemployment rate, 3.6%, which is extremely low. So they'll say, because the unemployment rate has not gone up, we're not really in a recession. So they're going to start spinning it like that. And they started yesterday to come out with some of this. But as long, in my view, as long as the economy is receding, as long as it's going backwards, you're in a recession. The last column I wrote, or two columns ago, I said when the June employment numbers came out, they looked pretty good. So I think what that's going to mean is the recession will be fairly mild. So normally, you go into a recession, people get unemployed, you know, the unemployment rate goes up. What we're going to see here is not much of an increase in the unemployment rate, and that will give shelter to the Biden administration to say, hey, we're not really in a recession. But so we won't see much of an increase in the unemployment rate because currently we have such a severe labor shortage. Today, or at least the last data I saw, we had 11.3 million open jobs and only about 6 million unemployed people. So what's going to happen in the next month or two, you'll see the number of job openings drop dramatically. And it's already starting to come down. It was 11.9. It's down to 7 point. It'll start dropping much, much faster and by much larger amounts. And you'll see some layoffs. Some industries, because they're cutting back, will be laying off. But the other ones will simply get rid of the job openings and simply not hire as many people.
Well, and that's what I was going to say is those numbers are going to come down undoubtedly because these businesses have to survive. They're not sure what's going on with the government. There's no clear explanation or vision of how to get out of this. I mean, we're just like stuck on this horse that's running last and doesn't look like it's about to get its second wind.
Yeah, you know, the problem is, the big problem, there's a lot of problems here, but the problem with the getting out of a recession is when you have a recession, you know, the economy's slowing down, demand in the economy goes, you don't get very much inflation. In fact, inflation pretty much goes to zero. And when the economy has a lot of inflation, it's going really you get a lot of growth. What we have now is a no-growth economy with high inflation. And I think I mentioned on the show last time I was in.
I'll tell you, we got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there when we come back. More from Michael Bussler after this.
All right.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-459-9156, 800-459-9156, 800-459-9156. That's 800-459-9156, NMLS 6606, www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Kind of just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. We come to you live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Thanks for joining in. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, we have a country to save. And this, you know, I'll tell you what, we have the basis in which to get this country back on track. It's called the U.S. Constitution. All right. And what's happened is we've got these political elites that think they know better. They've turned the org chart on its head. All right. It's no longer we the people. You know, they think maybe our founding fathers were just kidding, you know, when they thought the people should be in charge. You know, because here they are, after all. I mean, we the people, 330 million people, didn't all go to Yale or we didn't all go to Harvard. You know, we just went to various schools of academia, not quite the quality as you might think that Harvard and Yale and others might be, although that might come into question, Michael Bussler, because unfortunately what these institutions are putting out into the marketplace are questionable at best. I mean, so much so that you have these poor people are just so deluded, they don't even know what a woman is anymore. And I mean, talk about a crazy circle that they, I mean, not that long ago, they were talking about the importance, you know, of gender and women, and now they've gone full circle and have annihilated feminism and everything that these women have been, you know, protesting for, and now they're just, they're non-sectarian. They're just, I don't know what they are. You know, just, what do they call them now? I think, people who get pregnant or I don't know. It's just kind of some wild deal.
Birthing people.
Yeah.
Birthing people.
Yeah, birthing people. So they've been reduced to some sort of, I don't know, AI insignificant utilitarian, you know, freak of nature, I guess. I don't know. And tool of the government, I guess. This is what this is all heading, which is, you know, you read this stuff and you go, where did I hear this before? Oh, that's right. 1984, you know, rules for radicals, any Marxism, you know, primer. It's all the reduction of humanity to where they're non-entities. And, this is what we're heading to, and the people need to wake up and understand how deleterious this is. But meanwhile, as that is down on the horizon, we're dealing with the reality of an economy that is in free fall, that even Janet Yellen had to admit with some reservation that she didn't get it right. But then she came back with another idea, Michael, you and I were talking about. It's like, wow, what happened, man? You were almost on the right track for just a moment, and you couldn't help yourself. You had to go hard left again, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And she says we're not in a recession. As we said before, the data will be out on Thursday that we really are in a recession. Now, the problem going forward is what policy should the federal government follow with regard to fiscal policy and monetary policy? So why is this an issue? So as I mentioned just at the end there, actually in a period of stagflation. Stagflation means you have a stagnant economy with inflation. And normally that doesn't happen, because if you have a stagnant economy, you normally don't get inflation. If you have inflation, normally the economy is overheated and is growing too rapidly. So what we have here is high prices and a stagnant economy. So what are you going to do about it? Well, if the Federal Reserve now says inflation is their number one priority, so in order to solve that, they're going to have to continue to tighten up the money supply, raise interest rates, which takes demand out of the economy. And when you take demand out, that puts downward pressure on prices, and they hope that that will eventually be a problem. The problem with that, if you take demand out of the economy, inflation, when you take demand out, that's going to make the recession worse. So if you concentrate on the inflation issue, the recession will get worse. On the other hand, if you say the recession, we want to end it, let's stimulate the economy by lowering interest rates, that's going to make inflation worse. So the Federal Reserve is kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place as to what to do here. And as I mentioned on your show before, they should never have been in this position. They should have started raising interest rates gradually and stop that bond buying program in March of 2021, when it was obvious that we had an inflation problem. For whatever reason, they waited a year to do something, and as a result, inflation got worse. Then you have the issue of government.
But that's typical, Michael, of the Democrats and the Obama-Biden policies. I mean, the main caveat that should be out there is that whatever Barack Obama did in his presidency to try to cure the recession issue, don't do that. Okay, we already know that doesn't work, right? We suffered through the longest recession. I mean, Barack Obama was genius in discovering how to extend the recession. And part of it is you get these people that think they know better. And just as you said, Michael, this is all self-inflicted. You know better than I do. I mean, if you created the mess, can you not uncreate it? You know, by reversing the very things that you did to promote this, or is the, you know, are the horses so far outside the barn that we just have to, you know, suffer through this process?
The first choice. So these problems are government policies that restricted the supply of energy, that increased energy prices, encouraged people not to work by giving them all kinds of free money and tell them you don't have to pay your rent and you don't have to pay your school loans. Thirdly, we had the federal government deficit spend nearly $6 trillion in the last two fiscal years to stimulate the economy. Now, even Larry Summers, a progressive, said that's overstimulating. Mm-hmm. Fourthly, we had this terrible monetary policy. So how do you fix it? You just reverse this. Have Biden reverse all his energy policy, let them build the Keystone Pipeline, make it easier for companies to drill, stop revoking all these permits. And second, so that'll get the energy again. We're producing now about 1.5 million barrels per day less than we were at the in 2019 before the pandemic and stuff. And so reverse that policy. That'll help energy. That'll help bring inflation down. Secondly, stop paying people not to work.
Yeah, exactly.
For free money. So reverse that policy. Thirdly, reduce government spending because we now have such a deficit problem and a huge public debt problem. That's adding excess demand. And instead of doing that, Biden wants to spend some more money on his, whatever he's calling it now, Build Back Something. And fourthly, have the Federal Reserve change their policies, which they should do. So if the Biden administration reversed everything they did to get us into this problem, it would bring us out of the problem.
And the other thing that would be helpful, too, Michael, oh, by the way, let's run an audit on all the monies out there. I mean, we've already found out that people had stolen and cheated during COVID. They took COVID funds. I mean, some of that money is irrecoverable or it's down the road or whatever, you know. But regardless, let's find out where those funds are. Where are we? And the other areas of our government that are just running rampant. I mean, we haven't run any kind of accounting on the military forever. How many billions of dollars are just lying around in somebody's drawer that we don't know about? This is the problem with a big, just monstrous government that we have. There's so many hidden pockets for corruption, for lost money, and we're talking, you know, something that could be done in terms of a mission, a vision, you know, for this country, that the president could come out and say, look at what we're going to do. We're going to work on these things. We're going to reverse. I don't know that he has the veritas or the intestinal fortitude to withstand the left and do right by the American people if he was serious about getting us out of it. You're exactly right. I agree with you 100%. And I'm not an economist. Like I said, you just have a way of simplifying that it's common sense. I mean, let's, you know, if you turn to the left and it got you, you know, that far off course, how about reversing the course? Let's get back to where it was operating and then, you know, recalculate and go forward from there.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's certainly not complicated.
Yeah, but they want to make it seem that way because they're the elites, Michael. You know, we graduated from Harvard, we Yale. I mean, we got Princeton, we got all these great degrees and everything like that, and we're supposed to know better. But yet the cumulative intelligence of 330 billion people, last time I checked, out yields, 548, you know, elected officials and all these other bureaucrats thrown into the mix. Dr. Michael Busler, as always, an honor to have you with us. Thank you, sir.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits,
home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership. Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden said Monday he does not think the United States will experience a recession. Former Treasury Department spokesperson under President Trump, Monica Crowley on Fox News, says Biden and his cabinet are trying to change the definition of recession.
Well, like every good dictatorship, this crew is trying to manipulate the language in order to manipulate public perception away from what is actually happening. I mean, this kind of language manipulation is very, very much on point for this kind of regime.
Two quarters of negative growth equal a recession. A 16-year-old California teenager has made history. Cal Currier became the youngest person ever to sail the Atlantic Ocean west to east all by himself, completing the record-breaking feat after traveling 4,000 miles from start to finish. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Be back with us 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We got Jeff Kemp with us. Yes, the former NFL QB and author of Facing the Blitz. Hey, Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, good morning, Bill. I'm inspired this morning. I woke up recovering from a head cold and a sinus infection, but I jumped into the Bible and asked God to speak to me. And like he always does, he started speaking. I heard some good stuff and want to pass it on.
Let's go. I'll give you the floor. What do you got?
Well, a lot of us, we wake up first thing in the morning and we start thinking about our problems. We pick up our phone. We might glance at the news, maybe social media. We see our email list. It triggers the to-do list and how we feel behind and not accomplishing as much as we want. And we kind of get confronted with our problems. And all the news and all the social media stuff makes us think under the sun. In Ecclesiastes, it said that if you think under the sun, meaning this is all there is versus eternity above the sun, you're going to be frustrated and never satisfied, and you won't get the true answers. But I opened up this morning and I said, I want to go to the throne before my phone. I want to talk to the Father before I let my phone start talking to me. So I went to Philippians. And I think I just saw God's guidance for living a victorious life. In Philippians 4:4, Paul says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I say it again. Rejoice." So today, I urge everyone out there, start off saying, Lord, you are God. You saved me. You're eternal. You're coming back again. I get to be in your family and in your kingdom. I'm going to rejoice. And then next it says, let your graciousness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. And I thought, well, if the Lord is really near and I should let my graciousness be known to everyone, who are we least gracious with? Our spouse, our kids, the people we take for granted. I should be most gracious with Stacy. I should be most gracious overlooking offenses with my kids. And the way that I'll remember to do that is if I think the Lord is near. Like, is Jesus in the room with me? I'm not going to be a jerk and snarky and sarcastic if I know he is. So rejoice in the Lord today. Always, no matter what situation, cancer, difficulty, challenge, rejoice. You've got eternal life. Secondly, the Lord is near, so let him be near to you and be gracious. And then it jumps right into that great passage in Philippians 4:6. It says, don't worry about anything, but immediately, in anything that happens, everything that's going on, pray and ask God to help take care of your requests. But it says this, it says, do it with thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
So if you realize for all that Jesus has done for you, all the Father has done for you, the grace he's extended to you, and you start thanking him, and you say, hey, thank you, thank you, thank you. I've got you no matter what, but I do got this problem going on in my marriage. I do have this problem going at work. I do have this problem with my kid. I have this problem with this drinking problem or what this work problem or money problem, or I'm upset about how things are going. But thank you, thank you, thank you that I have the greatest treasure already. Will you please take care of this problem? And as soon as you take your gratitude and your request to God, it says the byproduct of rejoicing and knowing God's near and choosing gratitude and choosing to pray instead of worry, the byproduct is the peace of God. The peace of God that surpasses all of our understanding will guard our hearts, which is our emotions, and it'll guard our minds, which is those crazy thoughts that we project in the future. What if this happens? What if this? Oh, that might go wrong. No, the peace of God will come to us if we rejoice, if we know the Lord is near, if we choose gratitude and thanks, and if we pray over every single thing as soon as it comes to us. I think that's God's game plan. And I'll let you comment, and then there's one more piece to it that I think is essential.
Well, for me, Jeff, and this happened a while ago, was the revelation of seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you, from Matthew 6. That has been a resounding phrase for me. That has become a first principle issue for me every morning. And you're right, the temptation of the cell phone and these devices are distracting. They're holding you down. And I like what you said, is that it pulls you down under the sun. It makes you temporal. We're spiritual beings to be living and seated with Jesus in heavenly places. And you can't be heavenly if you're so earthly grounded, right? You're no heavenly good if you're so earthly grounded, as they say. So that has always, and so I would bring people to that portion of the sermon that starts out, therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Jesus goes on to explain, but he wraps everything up with, again, what is our priority? What are our first principles every day? We need to align our being, our spiritual being, with God and what his purpose is for that very day. And for me, I will say, for the years that I've been doing this, when I don't do that, when I'm interrupted and that doesn't happen, I'm discombobulated. I'm out of whack. I'm not balanced. And that's what you're saying. So anyway, I'm going to let you finish the next thought, but I want to reinforce with what you're saying. And I think whenever we can reinforce our revelation with the words of Jesus, it really adds another dimension and solidifies the concept, doesn't it?
It does. And, it helps me in the morning to wake up and think, I need to live from my identity today. And my identity has already been given to me. I've received it. I don't have to re-earn it today. Mm-hmm. I'm not an ex-football player. I'm not an American. I'm a son of God.
Amen.
I'm a beloved son of Father God. And then I go to the Bible and I say, okay, I'm sitting with you, Father. What do you want to say to me? So after he says this today, rejoice, the Lord's near, don't worry, instead be grateful and pray about it, okay, and then I'll give you peace. Then he says this great offense versus defense strategy, and I'll set this up by saying the Bible says in Proverbs, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. In other words, wherever we set our thoughts and our focus and the things we dwell upon, that's going to shape the type of life we live and the person we are, all right? Romans 12 says, don't be influenced and overcome by evil and negative things. Overcome them with good. Basically, what the Bible's saying is you need a positive strategy, something to say yes to, which can displace and put away the space for the negative. So here it is, the Bible's positive strategy, Philippians 4:8. My friend Tommy Newberry wrote a book on this called The 4:8 Principle. But Paul's the one that wrote it. It says that whatever is true, honorable, just, pure, lovely, anything that's commendable, anything that's morally excellent, anything that's worthy of praise, think about, dwell about, meditate on, read these things, focus on these things. It's like God saying, here's the offensive play, focus on this, and you won't have to play so much defense. I wrote it this way. Give God control of your mind and your thinking and your attention today. How? Well, take every fleshly, worldly, worried, negative, deceptive, lying, evil, negative thought captive. How do you take it captive? By filling up your brain and your heart and your mind with God's positive.
Exactly.
His positive focus.
Well said. It. Yeah. Yeah, and especially now, Jeff, in this post-Christian America that we live in right now. I mean, you and I grew up, wasn't that combative. But what you're seeing now in this culture is intensifying. You know, the enemy, the spirits in dark places, the enemy that we wrestle with, not with flesh and bone, the Bible said. These outside forces are coming at us because of the post-Christian America that we live in. And we're just starting, you talk about things heating up, they're just beginning to heat up and they're only going to get worse. So it's imperative that we sharpen our blades, our spiritual blades, so that we're ready for the war that we're about to go into. We got 5 seconds left, Jeff.
And the war beans bring more.
If your refrigerator, your washer, your dryer, or any other major appliance in your home breaks right now, do you have an extra $1,000 laying around to fix it or buy a new one? And hey, that's on the low end. Wouldn't you rather spend a dollar a day and make sure all the major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced? Then call the Home Service Club right now for a free quote and a free month. Trust us, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You could spend a dollar a day and have the peace of mind and the coverage for all your major appliances. Or you could be prepared to shell out thousands of dollars or more without protection. So call right now and get a free quote and a free month. Call right now.
800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. That's 800-238-9153.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
What it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. At the end of the day, you abandon truth and you have today's America. That's really what it comes down to. I mean, there is a price to be paid. You know, there's a difference between a choice and a right. And the culture would want you to believe. They've confused those words in such a way that it has been confusing. And you wonder, okay, but you got to pause and think about it. You know, where do our rights come from? You know, in our Constitution, it clearly states that they come from God. They don't come from the government. You know, everything else is a choice. So what you choose to do, that is up to you. Good, bad, all the consequences, the benefits of it, based on your choice. It's not a right. Rights are different. And especially the way it's gotten convoluted over the issue of abortion. Because knowing God, and even people, 80% of the country, okay, 8 out of 10 people line up and say, yeah, I believe in God. Well, let me ask you, do you think God would say it's okay to kill your children? I mean, just in today's modern understanding of who you think God may be, do you think God would say it's okay? Right? Now, I would say there is clear scripture reading in the Bible that says God is real clear, it is not okay. It's an abomination because it's not consistent with who God is. God is all about life. He's all about freedom. He's all about those things that are good and noble that Jeff was referring to earlier. But we want to turn our back on God. We want to create our own God to have it our way. Like we have some sort of designer God that we've manufactured for ourselves that is, the world according to each one of us on our own terms. The billions of people on the planet, everybody has their own God, you know. Well, that's just not the way it works. Because our individual God isn't the one that created this entire popcorn stand, okay? So, I'll let you ponder on that for a moment. But meanwhile, it's time for the Good News Girl. Samantha Mao is with us. She brings to us every week these viral videos that are lighting up everybody's attention. And J.J. Watt is at it again, Sam. I mean, he's been known to be extremely generous and philanthropic as an NFL football player and personality, the things that he's done time and again. The character of J.J. Watt is so exemplary. And I know some people who probably know J.J. Watt on a personal basis that, well, he's really, he's a nice guy, but, you know, he's not, well, nobody's claiming he's perfect. But the fact that he does, you know, flow to the need, and when he sees things that aren't right and just, and they're within his power to do something about it, he's heading to the front of the line all the time, isn't he?
That's true. And that's just like the situation today. You know, J.J. Watt, he helped. You know, I always thought about, like, it's hard enough when you lose a loved one, but if you have a difficulty paying for their funeral, I just can't imagine. And this is what happened in this situation. This woman, Jennifer Simpson, she was selling a pair of J.J. Watt's Women Edition shoes and a jersey. And he saw, and she was saying, she posted it online. And, you know, she's saying, I'm selling this. I don't want to get rid of it, but I'm selling it to help pay for my grandpa's funeral. And J.J. saw what the woman's post was, you know, ends up going viral. He sees it, and he says, don't sell your jersey. Don't sell your shoes. I'm going to pay for the funeral. And she was just like, she never expected anything like this to happen. And at first she had a hard time believing this is really happening. This is really J.J. Watt, and he's really going to send me the money. But he sent the money via PayPal. And, you know, I liked that his message was just simple. It wasn't like self-aggrandizing or anything. It was just like, hey, you know, this is taken care of for you. And it just took, you know, it takes a moment in your life when you're full of grief and you're worried. And he was able to take that away. And I think people in positions of power or privilege, you know, that's the best we can all hope to do if we're given the money and fame like him. I think what he did is great.
Mm. Yeah, her response was so sweet. You know, she says, I freaking love you, man. It's been a hard year for me, and this last month has been hard since the death. I wish I could tell you my story. And you've got to imagine not only the story of leading up to this moment, it's the story yet to be written post this blessing from J.J. Watt. That's the story I want to hear. You know, I think that it's going to be quite exceptional for both parties. I pray that J.J. Watt is blessed beyond measure for that appropriately spoken word, that gesture to a fellow humanoid going through the journey of life. And what a blessing. I mean, he's so awesome. Just so appreciate how his heart has exemplified time and time again. Like I said, whenever there's been an issue and J.J. Watt's had the opportunity, he runs to the front of the line to help out. And that's awesome. This next story is about an Ohio couple celebrating 100th birthdays, 79 years of marriage. They said it's been a good life, huh?
That's right. So June and Hubert Mellicott, they met back in the early 1940s, and they just celebrated their 100th birthday earlier this month, and last month they celebrated 79 years of marriage, and their story has gone viral. And they said, they claim they, you know, never quarreled or anything like that. They've got three children, 7 grandchildren, and 11 great-grandchildren, and I just thought the story was amazing to see. You know, not only to see, like, two people that had the blessing of living such a long life. And, you know, if you see them, they're in good health.
They look good. They look good. Yeah. You see this picture of them, and they haven't forgotten how to kiss.
That's right. And his hands on, you know, I watched an interview with them, and, you know, Hubert's hands on her, on June's knee the whole time. And they tell their story. And it's just really interesting to hear. You know, he talks about meeting her in church and her turning around and smiling. And I think she had his heart from that moment. And he ends up getting, you know, in World War II, he gets stationed in Hawaii. Mm-hmm. And he sends her a grass skirt. She sends a picture back in her grass skirt. And I think that's it from there. They're meant to be. And she looks so beautiful in her little, grass skirt from Honolulu. And, you know, it's just one of those. I just love the story to see people who make it. You know, people who make that journey, who, 79 years of marriage, Wow. I mean, I just...
Wow, yeah.
There's to all of us,
like
right?
You say, there's lots of stories there, no doubt. Amazing. Born the same year, same month, 10 days apart.
10 days
and
apart,
they, yes. And I guess that's what brought them together initially. They were church, and there was like a joint birthday party. And here was, they celebrated their first birthday party together over 100 years ago. Less than 100 years ago. It would have been over 79 years ago, because they've been married for 79 years is what I meant to say. But what a sweet story. And like I said, you know there's more to it, after 79 years of marriage. But gosh, how sweet it is. It has been a good life for those two. This next story is about $460,000 being raised for a hospitalized Indiana man who saved five children from a burning house. Tell us about this, Sam.
So, as you might remember, last week we talked about Nicholas Bostick. He was the man in Indiana who ran in and rescued five children from a burning house. He was the pizza delivery guy who was going by. Like, after midnight, he sees the house on fire and runs in to rescue these children. He rescues four of them, realizes there's a six-year-old who might be trapped, and he crawls through the house to get to her and takes her to the top and jumps out a window with her. And in doing this, he saves all five children, but he gets hurt himself. You know, he had his lungs were filled with smoke, and he got burned a little bit. And so, you know, he's been hospitalized, and, you know, the public... I was wondering if this was going to happen, and I saw the story, and I was like, we have to share an update. As of this moment, it's been over $560,000 raised, even since the story.
Wow.
There's been $100,000 more raised, and, he's just...
That's a serious tip for a pizza delivery, man. $560,000, that's probably the biggest tip on record, I think.
I know.
But deservedly so.
He saved five children, you know, and just 25 years old and, like, risking his own life. I think the really amazing part is going back in for the fifth child.
Yes.
You know, because the smoke was so bad and time was so limited that he crawled on the floor to get to this child that he didn't know. And I just, like, what a...
And dude, for him, and for him to jump out of the window defying gravity, I mean, I'm sure that exacerbated some additional problems as well, did it not?
Oh, I'm sure it did. At least it would for me. I don't know. Maybe at 25, you can handle it.
I don't know.
I mean,
but wow, what
an amazing guy!
It is, and he's in the hospital still, right? But they say that he's improving. He's doing well, and the prognosis is that he will recover. Thank God, and he'll have some money in his pocket to, maybe ponder a different future for himself. What do you think?
I hope so. I hope that it gives him the opportunity to really do what he wants in life, and I have a feeling he's going to make the world a better place.
Yeah, without a doubt. So many more great stories we didn't have a chance to get to. Go to Sam's Corner at BillMartinezLive.com. Check it out for yourself. Sam, I got to tell you, especially if I'm having a moment that maybe I'm having a little bit of a pity party, I got to tell you, I got to admit this to you. I go to Sam's Corner and I read some stories like this, and it just makes me feel better. And hopefully that does that for other people as well. And I'm telling you, this is free therapy. Okay, it'll save you a couple $100. You don't need to go to sleep. Just go to Sam's Corner. It's our gift to you. And be blessed to read that there's other humanoids just like you, living life and doing good to other people. Thank you, Sam, as always. Appreciate your time. Take care.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.